Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Second half of an NFL No Huddle here on a Falcons Monday. Hour number two, the noon hour of the show, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And we will get the phone lines opened back up in about 15 minutes from right now. Feel free to call in and get on hold right now. Abe's not doing anything.
Yeah.
He'll put you on hold. 404-726. I'm sure Abe's doing great work over there. 404-726-0929. And it's a pretty much just an open floor on the Falcons game yesterday. Calls in the 11 o'clock hour included some Penix stuff, which makes sense.
Yes.
Some Raheem stuff, which makes sense.
Yes.
By and large, was pretty, like, reasonable phone calls.
Yeah, because, I mean,
you don't have to be reasonable, but they were.
Yeah. But I think reasonable is one of the things where eventually you get to a point where it's, like, kind of not surprised.
I know.
You know, and you hate that. You hate that.
Yep.
But it is what it is.
Just
that's why I brought it up. That's and maybe it's no hell no. I don't believe in real jinxing because I said about that.
No, because we wore tank tops the first week and it didn't make a difference.
Yep.
So
me saying
the topic that we did on Friday
about a week ago that don't lose your trick until
Yep. But they did though.
Damn sure they did, Buck.
They lost all that husband credit.
They tricked off in a major way.
But here's the thing though. What? Like we talked about the comparison of like the husband credit of you do all this great stuff and then forget to unload the dishwasher. And it's even. They didn't forget to unload the dishwasher.
No, the
Falcons burned the house down.
I'm talking about they burnt it down.
Yeah.
They burnt it down. They, you know what they did? They hit the airplay when they were watching porn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
they
did.
They hit the airplay while watching porn while your wife has all her girlfriends over.
Yep.
Exactly what happened.
They had their Instagram linked to their Facebook and didn't know their likes showed up. Their friend, you're friends with her grandma on Facebook, and you're liking BBLs, and it's popping up on your timeline. Not that I've ever done that or had any experience with anything like that, but that's what they did. They were liking BBLs. That's what they were doing. All right. All right, speaking of Jordan Davis, here's the play of the day.
They blocked him the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
I love Mr. Debs Jordan Davis, and I was so just whatever with this damn Falcon game. I was hoping that they would cut to the game. And so I was like, I found it. Bam. And that happens. And I'm talking about, Andy, the way that big man, first he blocks it, and then the athleticism to scoop. Like, the game was over.
Oh, yeah.
For him to scoop. And
he could have just fell on it.
Just
game's
on
over.
It.
They win.
But for him to scoop and then run, it was freaking awesome. The Eagles are freaking awesome because the Rams were putting hands all over them to start the game. I mean, they were kicking the Eagles' ass. And then I just saw this quarterback that was like, okay, I know I ain't throwing a touchdown pass all year, but you know what I'm going to do? Let's just do. I know they talk about the two best receivers in football a lot of times, Jamar Chase and this Justin Jefferson. And we got a guy. We just don't throw him the ball. But when we give it to him, watch what happens. And they gave that damn agent, and I'm talking about Andy, it wasn't none sophisticated. He was running 9 stops, give it to me, with the guy all over.
Yeah, just I'm bigger and stronger.
Bigger and stronger.
Than all the guys that they have defending me.
Yes.
Throw me the football. And move the ball down the field.
Yep.
Yeah, six catches, 109 yards, yes. One touchdown. I think he didn't have six catches in the first two games.
No, he did not.
He certainly didn't have 100 yards in the first two games. So, yeah, it's amazing how they can just pick and choose when they use
Dallas
him like
Goddard,
that.
Dallas Goddard back. He was injured, came back. Middle read. The one that we need Kyle to throw to Kyle, wide open. Bam. He walks in. Game-winning touchdown. Checks to the out route to Devontae. Like,
he's a really good quarterback.
He's a good damn quarterback. Yeah, that does really whatever he needs to do to damn win.
He's also a guy that when he was young was a one read and go.
Yep.
That's what he was.
Yes.
He,
now, Michael ain't him running the ball.
No. He's not. I'm just saying, like, he's a guy that came from that.
Yes.
And has grown into a Super Bowl champion and just a really, like, polished all-around player.
Yes.
Takes time.
Yes, it does.
Patience. Some people don't have.
But I don't think Jalen was the passer that Michael is coming in.
Different skill sets, all that. I'm just saying, like, he was a pretty raw player early.
Yes.
And they've found a way to get all of this out of him, and they've won a ton of games.
But yeah, the block kick, Jordan Davis. I mean,
what a play.
The weight loss, you can see it, dude. This dude's playing so good now, man.
Yeah, he looks like a different player.
He does, and he's playing like it.
Yeah, he's going to be. He's like an all pro contract year. Yeah, no, he's.
And it's a contract.
Nobody ever said Jordan Davis wasn't smart.
Yeah.
He's a smart young man.
And it's a contract.
It was good to see the Bears offense get going a little bit yesterday, especially against the Cowboys. Here's Caleb Williams.
Bears break the huddle. Luther Burden in the lineup. Out the top of the field left. One safety back deep. Here's the pitch, the swift. Tosses it back to Caleb Williams. Looking deep down the left side. Going for Luther Burden over the shoulder. 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Ben's bag of tricks, baby.
The freaking Cowboys are atrocious.
Yeah, their defense is really bad.
It's bad. Now, Caleb made some nice throw. The one to Adunze, that's just Diggs. Yep. Got too greedy, pressed bail, and slipped.
Four touchdowns.
Adunze ran right past. And the flea flicker, it threw me off because of how high Swifty threw the ball back to him.
So high.
I was like, whoa, is that supposed to happen?
It was like he threw him a lot.
Yeah,
it had to slip,
It had to. How Swifty threw that damn ball back to him.
Caleb was like, whoa.
Yeah.
He caught it.
I mean, just put it on the money. Then he hit Cole Kmet down the seams.
Yeah. He's got a lot of guys to throw.
He played really, really good. Dallas got issues. CeeDee Lamb gets hurt. I understand what they were doing running the ball. They want to do whatever they can to get CeeDee the ball.
It's just tough when just you hand him the ball and he gets hurt.
Yeah. George Pickens, great one-handed catch, but then had one go off his hand.
And then
beat the hell out of his helmet. Beat the hell out of his helmet. They got some issues, boy.
Yep.
They got some issues.
Sure do. It's always tough when you trade your best player the week before the season starts. Yeah,
because you know why? Because he's coming to town this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
they just lost an ugly
one.
Yes,
and they just lost.
Oh, man, the Packers are going to come so mad at Dallas. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, he's coming to town.
That's crazy. The Tampa Bay Bucs did it again. What'd you call him? Baker?
They had a Baker, the comeback maker.
That's what he does. They just win football games. Tampa did it again.
Field goal dead in the middle of the field from 36 yards out. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. Kick is good. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-0 for the first time since 2005.
Buka's cold-blooded.
3-0, and they've won by a combined 6 points, I think?
Yeah. They find a way to win.
Yep.
I don't know what and why. Maybe it's the new time that we live in and stuff is just different. Them uniforms are ugly as hell. And for everybody, it was like,
We all agreed on it forever.
Those are the ugliest uniforms in the world. And now all of a sudden, maybe because pastels, like in front of the dark colors now. I don't know.
You
got pastels, then you got the grays and the dark blues and the blacks.
As a society, we agreed those uniforms were trash.
I did too.
For generations.
I did too, dog.
I know.
I did too.
No, you weren't on that page, Bo?
Not going to lie. Anytime y'all talk about going in on uniform, I love all the uniforms y'all hate. I love all the solid blacks. I love black on black. Like the Panthers, all blacks. The Saints, all blacks.
Really?
Eagles have one.
I love the Saints, all black. But, like, no.
I like the creamsicles. I love the freaking Falcons. I mean, the Seahawks, neon green.
Oh, I hate those.
This
is awful. Yeah, we have a totally different we have a totally different fashion sense when it comes to that.
Awful.
I thought you were going to say that when the Seahawks wear their 80s ones.
Which are also great.
Those are freaking awesome.
With the royal blue and the Kelly green. That's nice, and the silver helmets.
That's freaking awesome, man. But, anyway. Baker didn't win a game. I wanted AG to win that game so bad just because of the celebration. This guy's running down the sideline. AG does a little dance. Like, he got his first win. Nope. That's it.
Now,
Tyrod almost got one.
Tyrod always almost gets one.
Yes.
And he's still going to. Tyrod's still going to get him one if he plays going forward. But I was thinking that when I saw that score in the fourth quarter. I was like, look at Tyrod coming back. Because they scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter to come back and get the lead. Yeah, that Aaron Glenn clip. People will forget that they lost
the game. Yes, but
they'll forget. Because it's a great clip, man. That is one of the, like, the cockiest, most hilarious run dance, whatever you want to call it, that he was sliding down the field.
Yes.
That was great.
Yes,
they did end up losing.
They did end up losing, man. But great for Baker, man. I mean, and they got a winning receiver. I know Mike went down. I don't know how long Mike's going to be out.
Emeka Buka.
My God.
Very good player.
Cold-blooded.
So Russell Wilson played bad again. And really bad. And then he was asked after the game about the fans chanting for Jackson Dart.
There's highs and lows. There's always, you know, tough moments. There's, you know, you got to have thick skin. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to, you know who you are, know the player that you are, know what you're capable of. Obviously, you know, been able to show that throughout my career. And obviously, you know, last week and everything else too, what we're capable of as an offense. I think that, you know, they made a couple more plays than us today. Like I said, it was a 9-6 game for most of the part of the game, pretty tight. And we needed, you know, one or two big plays, and unfortunately they didn't come our way.
Yeah, man. I mean, Russ, as great as he played last
By the way, that had nothing to do with Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart, I mean, if they don't want to start him yet, then start Jameis.
Yeah, put Jameis
in. Put Jameis in. Because Russ,
give us what we
Russ
want.
Was so bad, man. He was so bad last night. The air mailing of, I mean, it was just all around.
It's all
bad.
Over social media, but the four downs in the red zone at the end of the game where he missed repeatedly.
Yes.
And the final throw hits the crossbar.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, you're in a bad way, Andy. You're in a real, real bad way when that happens. What is it?
We played against the team that started Russell Wilson yesterday.
We did.
Wow.
So that's how deep this league
is.
Yeah,
to be fair, that's a 16-team
league.
Joe
Burrow. And the best thing to find, or maybe he thought after the 450 last week.
Now, he did throw for 450 the week before.
Exactly.
That is, so it's, I'm assuming we won.
I don't know what.
It's looking like that. We still have, we got Lamar and a 40-point lead.
Do you think that if Bo just randomly played a Tua clip and a Russell clip, you could tell which one was which?
Nope.
I don't either.
No.
They sound the exact same.
They're both down.
And they're both down.
They're both real
bummed
out. They're
bummed out,
man.
Understandable.
Mac Jones won another one.
He did.
Mac Jones won another one.
Kyle Shanahan's a good coach.
And then, it's mentioned, the Chiefs did win last night. Patrick Mahomes magic. I know people are trying to make a deal out of it between Kels and Andy. There's no deal. They just passionate love each other.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
It's different than last year when Kelsey bumped into Reed and, like, knocked him over.
Yeah, it's a difference.
He just bumped into him when they were talking.
And Marcus Mariota won. Now, think about it. I saw the first touchdown. I saw the touchdown, but then you remember the fumble? I was like, oh, there's Marcus. Marcus in the clear. There's nobody.
Yep.
Just like I said, he's going to get one of those.
Yeah, he is. Bloop. You know, this, the random, what the hell was that, Marcus Mariota play? Yeah.
And a great job by the Chargers. 3-0 in the division. Nice win over the Broncos yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So Najee went down, so that sucked.
Seahawks beat the Saints by
I'm not even going to talk about a million. They beat the hell out of it.
It was crazy. It was 21-0 before I even realized the game had started.
They got to figure something out.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad down in
bad times right down there in New Orleans. All right. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Say anything you want about yesterday's game. Just don't cuss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.